Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Washington. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Lenny Fato. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Pacella. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Cabell steals second. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward throws the ball into Washington who tags Ivey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lemon scores. Cabell scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. Wackenfuss drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Castano out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Daryl Jackson now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Butera for a passed ball. Gibson moves to second. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Gibson scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a line drive towards short. Fado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Hebner, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jackson Wackenfuss moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to third for the out. Trammell moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0 for 1 in the game. Butera hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ivey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Herndon reaches third base with a triple. Hebner goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0 for 1 in the game. Fado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano juggles the ball. That's an error on Castano. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Richie Hebner. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. 1 out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-2 in the game. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Trammell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush pinch hits for Lenny Fato. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.